Joe, we really need to talk.
Okay. Go hit me.
I okay, so obviously, we recently released episode, was it nine? Episode it was
I think it was episode six.
episode six of the Left Calm meme, and we called it Royal Roundup. And I know that we had this conversation about wouldn't it be fucked up if we killed the Queen right afterwards to get the ratings. It's not a coincidence.
We're in trouble.
I was feeling myself. I went to Bucky P. I realized she wasn't there. I went to Balmoral.
Oh no. Oh no.
We've got to
This
make sure
isn't
this doesn't
why
get out.
you asked me to look on Amazon for queen killing equipment, is it?
Yeah. I'm afraid so. But I think we'll be okay. The world seems to have bought that she just died of being fucking 96 years old. So as long as it doesn't slip out, like as long as we don't make any stupid mistakes, like I don't know, accidentally recording this and releasing it on the podcast. So, we should be in the clear. But if that were to happen, obviously that'd be fucked up.
Okay.
But I obviously we're
I
not
feel
going
like,
to do
yeah,
that.
we shouldn't talk about it on the podcast. I agree. I think
Yeah.
it would be a big mistake.
Okay, I'm glad we discussed that. Shall we start the show then?
Yeah, I'm gonna start recording now. Hang on.
Nice, okay.
Let me hit record and I'll nod when I've recorded.
Sweet. Okay, let's go. We're back in the
Hello.
studio.
Yes, it's not been
By
as
the
long this
studio.
time.
Is this like two episodes in a month? What the fuck?
Yeah,
Have
we're
we ever done
actually
that?
we're finally using that that amount of time that we have with our podcast hosts. You know, like
Yeah.
we get given a lot of time by those guys to put stuff
Yeah.
on the
They give us a lot
airwaves.
of time and we give them a lot of money and we don't ever use it.
No, we don't, you know, we don't give back to them, I think.
No, and those are the real heroes.
Yeah, we have to think about the podcast hosts right now.
Yeah, but listen, so we're actually not in the studio, we're in the studios. We've used the wonders of technology. I'm calling it from Kirby,
We're using our
greatest.
psychic connection to finally, establish like we can
Yeah.
now record a podcast through the brainwaves.
We've done this once before, but now I'm coming in crystal clear. Nice, smooth, dulcet tones over the airwaves because I got the exact same microphone Joe has.
It is incredible, to be fair. Like, it's not a great microphone, it's nothing special, but does it do the
It
job?
didn't cost me as much as as much
Any
as a
other
good microphone
microphone.
would cost.
Yeah, exactly. That is the
Hey, look,
benefit
I
to
can lean in now and do like the ASMR thing. So if the podcast world doesn't work out for me, I'm gonna be like, "You're going to sleep."
I think if you started playing that to me at night before I went to sleep, that would finally be it for me. I'd be
Yeah,
done. Yeah, I'd be
and by
like,
done, you mean you just completely fall in love with me, obviously.
oh, I mean that too. Yeah, that kind of goes without saying. Yeah. Anyway, we're back. The Crispy Boys are here, and we're having a great time. We're both
I guess the
smiling.
left can meme after all.
Yeah, we got you there, didn't we? Fuck everyone who said that the podcast name was bad. We are
Oh, it
actually,
is bad.
it is in fucking incredible, man. We've shown the ironic nature of the statement. You know what I mean?
Ah, shit, is this dialectics? I think this is
Okay.
dialectics.
Should we get into it then? What
Let's get into it. Has anything big happened recently? Because
I
I
was
haven't really
yeah.
noticed anything.
I was just about to say the exact same thing. It is kind of mental, though, that we got something right in the last episode. Oh, sorry,
Now?
more specifically,
Now say our analysis is naff.
I have to call out in recognition to Sam, who specifically mentioned when we were talking about the kind of things that might take Liz Truss down. He specifically mentioned the idea that Liz Truss had sent a death threat to the Queen in the 90s. And then 3 days after Liz Truss met the Queen to become the Prime Minister, what happens? What happens?
Lizzie's in a box.
It's all Liz Truss's fault. And it's really, it's It's Liz on Liz violence here.
I've been rewatching the video of when Liz Truss met the Queen, and actually, if you use the forensic equipment that I have, which is like a magnifying glass, and you zoom in on the video, you can see the point where they shake hands. And you know in Assassin's Creed 2, you've got the little poison hidden blade. Mm. She does that on her. She's taking it down.
Kind of mental that Liz Truss learned how to be a character from Assassin's Creed before.
But look, this makes Liz Truss the second coolest ex-lib dem of all time.
Is that behind me?
No.
Oh. Oh, that's kind of disappointing. Who is the coolest ex-lib dem of all time?
Who's left the Lib Dems? I don't know. Is fucking Chukaramuna still in there? Or has he jumped over
Did he ever join the Lib Dems?
Yeah, he did. He was behind the 2019 election. No, he was the reason you lost, Joe.
I remember
but you could have been an MP if it wasn't for him.
I remember that. I think Chukaramuna is probably still knocking about in there. Yeah, he sounds like exactly the kind of person who's... He might have gotten involved in one of the other like centrist parties, you know, that have sprung up. One of the billion.
I don't know. Maybe he's going to try and swoop in and clean up Breakthrough.
Oh, can you imagine what's happening with Breakthrough? Let's get into.
I don't know. Some weird shit's going on. I don't care.
Fair enough. I see a lot about them on social media, and I wish that they would shut the fuck up. So anything that I could learn to like take them down.
Breakthrough have broken up. That's basically all you need to know.
Oh, should have called it breakup instead. Am I right, fellows?
Searing political analysis tonight.
We are top tier, really. You know how
that was the top shelf stuff.
You know how they had, you know, fucking Hugh Edwards reading out the announcement that the Queen had died.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like that ought to have been us. I think that we could have done a better job.
Oh, that would be fucking funny.
Can you imagine? We'd have made it a lot livelier.
Because
I watched a lot of people were... I just punched my mic there, I think. A lot of people were...
I'm going to punch my mic in solidarity.
That's what we like to...
There we go.
Sounds like a steel drum. Mm. I've forgotten what the fuck I was saying.
I'm not coming in to rescue you.
The thing about liberals is they've always... want to turn left. Oh,
Joe, many liberals does it take to change a log by bulb?
Anyway, yeah, so you know, I mentioned something to Sam earlier today, and I said, look, there's something that I know I definitely want to talk about on the podcast.
I've been waiting for this one.
I wouldn't tell him what the answer was, and I'm imagining that he's been distressed over this. Right, so this popped up on my Facebook feed last night, right before I went to bed. So at like 2 a.m, this popped up on my Facebook feed, and I had to Google this before coming on the show again tonight, because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't a fever dream, or that like I hadn't dreamt it.
I'm very excited.
Let me just pull this article up here.
Do I get three guesses on what it's about?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, in fact...
Oh, can I give you a clue? Can I give you a clue?
Go for it.
It's related to what we've just been talking about with the Queen.
The Queen? I was gonna say it was something to do with Italy, because just weird shit's constantly going on there, but if it's to do with the Queen... Prince Andrew's been donated 15 of the Queen's secret mentally ill great-grandchildren to do whatever he likes with.
That would be quite big news, but no, it's not. It's not that.
Okay. Oh yeah, I've got two more guesses. Okay. Well, I guess Italy kind of counted. One of her corgis has gotten loose and is invading London.
Again, that's something I would support. But no, unfortunately, all your guesses are wrong.
Oh, shit.
So this is about everybody's favourite liberal icon Justin Trudeau.
Oh, no.
And so the article begins. So you know how he was in London for the Queen's funeral?
Is that really how the article begins?
It doesn't begin like that. So he was in London for the Queen's funeral. He's Prime Minister of a Commonwealth country that has a Queen. So
Canada specifically?
Canada, yeah. And a clip has emerged of him. So a spokesperson.
Oh, he didn't do blackface again, did he?
He's not done that again, no. A spokesperson for Justin Trudeau has defended the Canadian Prime Minister over a leaked video that showed him singing Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody in a London hotel lobby 2 days before Queen Elizabeth's funeral. He's just
trying to pay tribute to her. He was like, this is a great song that she sung.
He's fucking incredible, man.
Wouldn't it be funny though if in an alternate universe all Queen songs were sung by the Queen?
I would love that.
I'd support that.
It goes on. The 14-second clip, viewed more than 1.5 million times, shows Trudeau in a t-shirt leaning against a piano at the Corinthia Hotel and joining others in a rendition of one of the rock band Queen's most famous songs. Trudeau can be heard singing Easy Come, Easy Go, Little High, Little Low, and Any Way the Wind Blows alongside acclaimed Canadian pianist Gregory Charles. The footage initially sparked heated debate over its authenticity, but Trudeau's team later acknowledged that the mobile phone video was real.
Who cares?
I just think it's fucking hilarious. I think the fact that he's getting, like, slated for it is like just fucking incredible.
The man was just feeling himself. He was in London on a holiday, you know. He was having a party.
Well, I mean, it is obviously like a bullshit manufactured like controversy. But like,
I'm glad he's getting slated for it because he's a fucking slug.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like it makes you think this is the kind of dumb shit that they eventually get like fucking. You know,
yeah, they got Al Capone on his taxes and not on all the murders. And
yeah,
they're going to get Justin Trudeau on not being sad enough 2 days before the Queen's funeral.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fucking... Oh, it's just the fact that like he is this liberal fucking big man, you know, this liberal don. Like, do you remember when he was fucking shaking Trump's hand?
Oh, and yeah, everyone, the badass. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to shake your hand, Mr.
He shook his hand in a badass way.
I'd like to see how your hand would fare in a
fucking
handshake.
And they're all jizzing over him for it, man.
Oh, no. They did that weird thing they did with him, they did with Andrew Cuomo, where they're like, I want Justin Trudeau to impregnate my wife.
Well, you know? in the case of that, you know, like all I can say is one down. one to go, you know. If Justin Trudeau went down on sex stuff, I think that would be like
the only sex stuff I want Justin Trudeau to go down on is mine. Please cut that out. Would you cut that out?
I'm not cutting that clip out, mate. You
left
I've not forgotten earlier when you left me out to dry. And I forgot what I was.
I should have come in to rescue
you. You should have come in to rescue me.
It's all gone against me.
It's come back on you now, hasn't it? You don't feel like such a big man now, do you, Sam?
I'm no longer Don Fury.
You've really been disgraced here, haven't you?
Man? Oh, man. This isn't good.
I got you on worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see what our good friend Lindsay Hoyle had to say?
Oh, dude, I will let you obviously explain it to anybody who hasn't heard it, but I think it is absolutely hilarious stuff.
It's magnificent. Lindsay Hoyle, Speaker of the House of Commons, representative of a good Lancashire town. He said on some kind of television, who fucking watches TV nowadays? But for the two boomers that are still watching TV in this country, he said nothing should overshadow the most important event in history that the world will ever see, which is the funeral of Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
This is our 9/11.
Do you not think it's, like, amazing that You know, John Bercow went from being this, like, you know, Tory fucking whipping boy, basically. Like, you know, from being, like, just a fucking backbench fucking no one. Like, and then, like, progressively got more and more liberal.
He became an ultra-lib.
Yeah, he became an ultra-lib during his time as Speaker. And they were all crying that he didn't get a seat in the House of Lords.
Oh, yeah.
But Lindsay Hoyle is just rapidly pivoting the other way.
Yeah, like, and he started in Labour, and now John Bercow is a member of the Labour Party, which is, I don't know if you knew that, but now...
Yeah, I did.
When Lindsay Hoyle stops being Speaker, he's going to immediately join the Conservative Party, and he's going to be he's going to be part of the plot to bring back Boris.
I would love that. If Lindsay Hoyle brought back Boris.
Yeah, Boris is assembling a team of, like, all-stars to bring him back.
Is this actually something that he's, like, rumoured to be doing?
Yeah, sure, we can start the rumour.
Okay, I have also heard from various sources.
Yeah,
the
Prince Andrew's on the team.
Only podcast hosts get access to our sources, and I've also...
Yeah, well, we're members of the media now, so...
That Boris is going to come back.
Yeah, we get the inside track.
He's coming back in a big way.
Oh, yeah. He's actually... he's going to... He's going to get dressed up as the Queen. He's going to come in.
Mate.
I'm back!
There is something I actually feel really, really sorry for.
Go on.
Boris. Oh, I feel sorry for Boris, right?
Oh, man.
It is that imagine how fucking gutted he is that he wasn't Prime Minister when the Queen died.
For two reasons. Number one, like, there's many things Boris and I have in common. And, you know, I'm proud of all of them, but the number one is that we're both massive bullshitters. And this would have given him the opportunity to just do the bullshit of a lifetime. But number two, 100%, the Queen dies on Boris Johnson's watch. He uses it to cling on. Like, he says, the death of... I can't do a Boris Johnson impression, and we're not doing a role reversal of last time. But he's going to say, you know, the death of our beloved head of state, you know, it's a very chaotic time for Britain and with everything else as well. I can't in good conscience resign as Prime Minister or some bullshit.
Yeah.
And use it to stay on. Just a few days too late.
He'd have really wanted that to, like, if she had died when he was Prime Minister, he would, like, the events that he would have overseen would have been monumental. You know what I mean? He'd have overseen Brexit, COVID, and the Queen dying. Like,
yeah,
and
he's
been there, like, what, like, 3 years? Like,
he gave us independence from the EU. He, you know, saved us from the disease. And he killed the Queen. If he'd done it, he would have been one of the greatest working class icons ever in history.
To me, I think he's the greatest Prime Minister in Britain's history.
Definitely. You know? I don't think there's any debate on that, to be honest.
I think Boris...
Except Liz Truss might put him to shame.
She might.
I love that woman.
I do like her.
In Trust We Trust.
Did you see the Australian news team who were commenting on the Queen's funeral?
No,
Liz Truss and her partner came in came out of the cars and went into the palace or whatever the fuck they held the funeral, Westminster Abbey. And as they were walking in, the Australians were just like, we're not quite sure who these people are. I think we're getting to the end now in terms of the big names and faces here. I think they may be minor royals, but none of us are quite sure who they are. And then they're all agreeing, and then about 10 seconds later they go, we can confirm that that's Liz Truss, the Prime Minister.
Well, you know, just to cast our minds back to the day, what were you doing on the day when you found out about the passing of our beloved Queen.
I was actually reading about the big, what I thought was going to be the big news story of the day.
Go on.
Which was Graham Potter joining Chelsea as manager.
Oh, man.
And and then, like, I got a BBC breaking news notification. I'm kind of, you know what? I'm kind of upset that my Echo Dot didn't, like, make an alarm and, like, announce the news.
Can you imagine?
That would have been so cool.
Because that would have had to be, in, like, programmed ahead of time, and it would have been really cool to just find out that they special plans. But
yeah, that would have been boss. But yeah, and then, yeah, so the BBC breaking news notification, and the very first thing I did was jump to our group chat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've often hounded to make a Patreon. Often just begged.
A lot of people really want to give us money.
People come up to me in the street and say, can you take all my money? But I just think, what sort of rewards can we offer? And I think that one of the rewards we can offer is access to the group chat for a 24-hour period.
Ooh, that would be good. I don't know about 24 hours.
Okay, maybe 48.
There's a lot of time to, shall we say, harvest data in 24 hours.
But
we
anyway,
can set up a fake group chat. That, it's like a front. Nobody
Hello,
knows
this is Sam. This is Joe.
We're all just doing like pre-hash conversations, and as soon as the Patron.
Yo, dude! As soon as the Patron Podcast Factory today.
Yeah, as soon as the Patron joins the group chat, the patron. That's right. So we're all sending.
You're doing well.
I'm doing great. We're all sending automated messages, and the way that we trick them into thinking that they're in the real group chat is that whenever they send a message, the automated messages just stop for like hours. Everyone sees their message. Nobody responds to it, and then just like a few hours later, our chats just resume as normal. I think that would be brilliant.
I was thinking what was I thinking? Oh yeah, right. Okay, so the reason I asked is I'm just thinking back on my experience of the big day. I was in work, and I just saw that like the Queen wasn't well or whatever, and I was like, oh whatever, she'll be dead in like a few weeks. I did not think for a good couple of hours that it was like that desperately urgent, but by about 3 o'clock, the reality had set in for me. So I was like, oh man, this is crazy. I remember waiting for the bus at like 5:20, and I was like, everyone's saying the big announcement is going to be like 5:30, did they say something like that? Or no, 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock.
And I was on the bus, and I was like, oh, 6 o'clock has come and went, and you know, no announcement. So I thought,
I don't know how I managed this, but like, I was completely unaware that there was going to be a big announcement. I completely missed that she was under medical supervision. I completely missed like everything that was happening.
Really? So like, you first heard about the Queen being
dead.
Yo, no, I thought you meant like, no, the rest of the country, the rest of the group chat was like spending all day just fucking chatting about like the implications of it, and you're just blissfully like,
doing whatever you do. I was completely unaware. We didn't text each other.
No, I thought you'd already. Now I thought I'd just be distracted. No,
I would have first appeared in the group chat on that day at about 6:30.
Yeah,
when the announcement was actually made.
Well, I was on the bus at like 6, thinking, "Oh shit, she's not gonna be dead." Whatever. And then I came home and I sat down. And I remember I'd like been watching the BBC news stream on the way home, and Hugh Edwards was saying stuff like, so we're just waiting for the announcement. If there is an announcement and stuff like that.
I came home,
sat down in front of the telly, and almost instantly, bam, the Smiths, the Queen is dead. And the weirdest part is having a king.
Yeah, it is.
Something
a bit
about that feels medieval.
It is a bit fucked up to have a king then.
Yeah.
But he's
like,
also very
even bees
old.
Don't have kings.
You know, he's not much of a king, is he?
If he was like, look at my king. If he was about, he's the only one I got.
How long do you reckon it is until we're doing all this shit again?
Oh man. Well, his fingers looked like sausages, didn't they? So
But they've looked like that for
I'm
ages.
guessing that the stress is just gonna wipe old Charlie out. I don't know. Maybe William just does him in and
Yeah, I'm thinking William might have something to do with it when it
Yeah.
eventually
Well,
comes.
there was all
What
that
if
speculation.
Harry bumps everyone else off?
Oh man, he comes back in, at the end of it, he's the last man
It's like it's
standing.
literally because we have a king now and it's more medieval. He's like performs a medieval plot to like remove William's claim to the bloodline and
Have you ever seen the acclaimed musical, not musical, fuck me, play, stage play, and was later adapted, fuck me, into a BBC film, King Charles the Third.
I have.
Oh man, have you? I was fully
Yeah.
expecting you to say no, because that's
Yeah.
the kind of film only like one or two people in the world have seen.
Oh no, 100%. Because you've got to remember, we were both weird politics nerds.
Oh yeah,
Like,
shit.
so I was hyped to watch King Charles III.
Well, just to take it one layer deeper, the famous scene, or not famous, but the scene where he
Yeah.
bursts
Oh,
in.
that
Yeah.
crucial scene in a
He
cinematic
walks into
history.
the House of Commons, and basically dissolves Parliament. And because I was a fucking weird little politics nerd with just genuinely awful cultural references, I was like, oh yes, this reminds me of the scene in the 1970 film Cromwell, where King, what does he do? Fucking bursts in and dissolves that Parliament.
King, I love King. What did he do?
King, what did he do? Got his head chopped off. Boom.
Hey.
But yeah, it's like it's crazy, but in that show, in that film slash play, Harry basically starts dating a mixed race woman. All the press are immediately racist to her. He goes off and abandons the royal family with her. The King Charles comes in and he's like, oh, I'm gonna interfere in politics, and then gets backstabbed by William, basically. Now, obviously, the mixed race stuff, Meghan Markle, and this play in the film came out well before Prince Harry was with Meghan Markle, so they've seen a bit into the future. I mean, to be fair, not difficult to assume the British press would just be horrifically racist. More difficult to assume that someone who was raised in the royal family would ever date a person who wasn't like fully white, because that would mean they'd have to date someone who wasn't related to them, which is a big step for any royal.
Harry's
But
done well there. Harry's
yeah, I mean,
this
fair
is
play.
what I
So
mean.
he,
Medieval plot. Harry's thinking of the long term. It's
yeah.
medieval. It's a medieval plot line, but fused with an understanding of modern genetics.
Yeah.
And so he's like, he could be unstoppable.
I've always people in St. Helens have always said the royals, and the right people in St. Helens, they're very incestuous.
I think
I
I should
don't
have a pop.
that didn't have any link to anything. I just fancied digging St. Helens, because who doesn't?
We've got St. Helens there. We're the Northwest, like Tycans.
Yeah, the Northwest Titans, I agree. And the other thing is that in at the end of the show, I finally did a show plug so that you could see me at Wigan Diggers. Now, for many years, I have operated a policy of never willingly setting foot in Wigan. I have never been to Wigan. I never want to be. I mean, look at the food they eat. They have a pie on a bomb and they call that a kebab.
See, I really want to try it. I really
No,
want to
no,
try it.
no. They have fucking smack barm pee wet. Have you heard of this smack barm pee wet
I've not heard
situation?
of smack bomb pee where.
So it's like basically it's like a scallop on a barm. That's the smack barm part. And then they take the pee juice from like the peas and they just sprinkle the pee juice on the smack barm. Like no pee, just pee wet. Now, that is the cuisine of a culture, of a race that has been just denigrated and experimented on and made to feel so much self-hatred that they punish themselves by eating the worst slop imaginable. And that's coming from someone who is British. So, you know, and I'm saying this extra applies to Wigan. So for me to say that I was going to be at Wigan Diggers, that took just, it was a very difficult decision for me to make. I totally embarrassed myself, first by making the decision and secondly by putting it out there. And then the Queen fucking died and Wigan Diggers Festival was cancelled because they were going to use that area to mourn the Queen or whatever. And she got me out of it. She got me out of having to go to that fucking hellhole. And next year, I'm not even going to pretend to be going. So thank you, Liz. You got us a day off. You got me out of Wigan Diggers. Respect.
Respect to Liz Truss for getting Sam out of Wigan. We've got to wrap up, I think, quite shortly. I would like to say something, though, which we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I was looking at some of the podcast stats recently, and we discovered that we have a listener in Africa, and we have a listener in, is it Asia or South America?
I don't know. You're the one telling me.
We have a listener in one of Asia or South America, or possibly both.
Do we have any listeners in Antarctica?
We don't, unfortunately. No. But I really would like to give a shout out to those three listeners, two or three listeners, dialing in from, you know, really, really, really remote
genuinely
parts of the world.
I want to put this out there. If these guys can, like, get in touch with us,
I want them on.
Let's have them on the show.
I want them on the show. Yeah. If you are one of these listeners, please find a way to get. We have an email address. It is theleftcan'tmeme@gmail.com. None of us check it, so don't worry about spamming us. We really want to hear from you, and we would love to have you on the show.
It'd be great. And if we can just, once we inevitably become big off our Patreon reward of getting to be in the group chat, we will fly out to these countries and do live shows. We will play to an audience of one.
Yes. If you get in touch, we will do that.
Genuine. I promise you 100%. That. This is the Kirby guarantee.
All right. It's been a blast.
Yes. Oh, man. I just don't know if I can say the normal words out of a mark of respect to Her Majesty. So let's just say God save the Crispy.
God save the Crispy.
Amen.